So last week, in the first reading, or the second reading that we had from Corinthians, we had the first part of chapter 12 that we heard about, and it was about a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And so I wonder if you did the assignment that I gave you to do last week. If you thought about the gifts that God has given you, and if you didn't think you had any, did you ask somebody, what do you think I'm good at? What do you think are some of my gifts? And then, of course, the most important thing comes to us about halfway through that second reading last week that says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. And so the idea of it is not just, oh, I have these great gifts, but what am I doing with them? How am I using them for others? That was your assignment, okay? If you didn't do it this week, do it this coming week, okay? But it's a really important thing for us to think about the diversity and the unity of gifts in the church. Well, Paul takes that a step further in the reading that we have today that talks about this great section about the analogy of the body. Paul says, the body is one, though it has many parts, and all parts of the body, though many, are one body, and so also Christ. It's a great reflection for us, and it's interesting that it comes during this time of the year, particularly as we stand kind of in the shadow of Roe versus Wade and a lot of the controversy about looking at the most vulnerable among us. If we're going to look at the body in a really biblical way, we have to think about starting with the most vulnerable among us, the child in a woman's womb. And I can't fathom the horrible reality of dismembering a baby in its mother's womb. I can't bring myself to even understand somebody who could make that decision. And yet we cloak it in a lot of pretty benign terms nowadays. Well, it's my right, it's my choice, you know, it wasn't the right time, and we forget about the larger reality about what that means. And once we start to dismiss life at that level, then all of life then becomes, of course, up for grabs. That's why the church teaches a consistent ethic of life from womb to tomb, that the body is one and has many members. But I want to take that a little bit further today, because I think we've heard this reading a lot of times, and Daryl read it really well, but I think about some of you who are older than I know that song, the leg bone's connected to the hip bone and the hip bone, okay? But I think that we need to look at a deeper reality of this, because when Paul uses this terminology of the body of Christ and refers to the church, of course, that's what the Second Vatican Council picked up as an image that has been given to us for us to kind of aspire to. But the church is different. When you're a member of the church, it's different than being a member of a political party or of a union or of some club or some other organization. Because those institutions of themselves don't have life. And the difference is the church is not an organization, it's an organism. It's an organism, which means that everybody in the church is a living reality. I don't think we think about that a lot of times, and so people kind of self-select because they think they're not important or other people have better gifts than they do. But that's not what it means to be a Christian. That's what it doesn't mean to be a member of the church. It's a living organism. And so we can never look at one part of it and say, you don't exist, you don't have a right, and I don't have to be concerned about you. Paul said very clearly here that If they were all one part, where would the body be? And yet we are many parts and still one body. And he goes on to say then that so that there be no division in the body, but that the parts may have the same concern for one another. If one part suffers, all parts suffer with it. If one part is honored, all share its joy. I think that we're in danger of losing that. And I think that we need a message like this right now in our country, in our society, certainly in our church, in our local churches, and even in our families. Because I think that there's some dismembering that's going on. I think we do violence in relationships. I've seen a lot of that happening in families. We certainly see it within the church at large. And so we need to regain what this idea about the one body of Christ. I think the problem is we think about the body of Christ and we think about what happens at this altar. And I go and get my host and go back to my pew and then leave and go back to my life. That is not what this is about. When we talk about receiving communion, it's our communion with God, yes, it's a vertical one, but there's also the horizontal part. We're communing with each other. So we don't come and do this privately. We're all members of a living organism, that living body which is called the body of Christ. This is a very perfect time for us to be reflecting on this, because as a church, global church, we are looking at a synod in 2023 that the Holy Father is calling us to, and a synod means walking together, huh? Walking together. And this synod is really important because the Holy Father is calling for input from the church. That's you. Now, in the past, we've seen a lot from the church that's from the top down. And some people are very comfortable with that. This is not what Francis is calling us to. He wants to hear from the universal church about the things that people think are important, the directions that we have to look at, the decisions that we need to make. And in line with that will be also listening sessions within our archdiocese. Now, if you have paid attention in the bulletin the last couple weeks, there was a page that looked like this. If you didn't read this, get it and read it. If you don't have it and you put it on the bottom of the birdcage, get online and look it up so that you can read it. But it's talking about the pastoral planning for the future of the archdiocese. It needs to happen within that. How can we best be and serve the body of Christ in this part of the archdiocese? The Archdiocese of Dubuque is a very, very large place. And as I have in this article, it says, over the years, there's been a great shift in the demographics and population centers. People travel over a lot greater distances, but the number of our churches has remained the same. Add to this that we are serving with about 28% of the priests we had in 1984. 1984 was the year that I was ordained. We have 28% of the priests 37 years ago when I was ordained that are serving the same number of churches with more people. Now, we can't continue to do that from a practical standpoint of view. And so we need to be taking a look at what does that mean about how we can best be church. Now, you will be receiving a survey in the mail from the Archdiocese the end of this month or first part of next. Please fill it out. Please read it. Please pray about it. It's our future. It's our future. And if we believe what Paul is talking to us about being the body of Christ, everybody's opinion, everybody's insight, everybody's input is really important for this. We can no longer think about church as a place that I go to or not go to if I feel like or not going like, because membership in the church is not having your name on a line. It's like being a member of a labor union. I don't go to the meetings, and sometimes I pay my dues. That's not what the church is. The church is a living organism, and it's a life that you and I live. And so if we just dip in every once in a while, you'll fade. Because that's nothing to commit yourself to. I wouldn't commit myself to that either. It's more about how are we called to exist together as the body of Christ. As we look at these precious children that we have in our parishes, how are we going to make sure that they have the future opportunities that we have had and probably taken for granted? So as we continue to pray these days and look forward to this global input from all over the world, as well as our local input in the Archdiocese of Dubuque, we think about, what's my part? I'm a living organism. What's my part in this? What's my part to play? It's not just having a name on a line, but it's how I live out my faith. That's what the future is incumbent upon. We ask God to help us to continue to come to a deeper appreciation of what the body of Christ means, about how connected we are to each other and how important all the parts are. Because the head can't say to the foot, I don't need you. We need us all. May God bless us as we continue to think about and pray about and act about what it means to be the body of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.